Good morning from Awif.ai, the podcast that gives you only what's important to hear in AI and tech world. The text discusses various topics related to artificial intelligence, including Sora, OpenAI's text-to-video AI, transitioning to Lavender, an AI machine directing Israel's bombing spree in Gaza, the rise of AI music from Suno to Udio is highlighted. Furthermore, a logic problem that GPTs may never solve is mentioned, along with how LLMs can downplay their intelligence to act as children. Lastly, the concept of an Ask My Life app is introduced. The author also mentions the option to upgrade to a paid subscription for more in-depth content on AI and technology. Apologies for the broken link in the previous post. The corrected link to the new paper on scaling in AGI can be found here. Thank you for your support. Gary Marcus sent this email out. Subscribe here for more updates. For the full experience, upgrade your subscription. Subscribe to Marcus on AI for more updates from Gary Marcus. Email Gary Marcus at 548 Market Street, PMB 72296, San Francisco, California, 94104 to unsubscribe. The text discusses how scaling neural networks will not lead to artificial general intelligence, AGI, as previously thought. Neural networks have trouble generalizing beyond their training examples, limiting their ability to reason and plan reliably. This leads to a constant need for more data and raises ethical concerns. An entrepreneur and computer vision researcher, Chomba Bupe, highlights the diminishing returns of scaling in a new preprint. Alternative approaches that can generalize better beyond the training data are emphasized by Marcus to achieve AGI. The American Privacy Rights Act, APRA, is a proposed federal data privacy law that aims to give Americans more control over their personal data. The bill includes provisions such as the right to opt out of targeted advertising, access, correct, and delete personal data, demand a downloadable version of data, and opt out of algorithmic decision-making. APRA aims to create a uniform standard for data privacy across states, preempting existing state laws. The bill has bipartisan support and backing from major tech firms but may face opposition from stakeholders concerned about restricting companies' use of personal data. The text discusses a trend piece from the Wall Street Journal that suggests Costco's gold bars are popular among millennials. However, the author questions the validity of this trend, pointing out that the evidence is anecdotal and not based on solid data. Recent developments in the crypto industry are also mentioned, such as Galaxy raising $100 million for a new venture fund. Additionally, Pantera Capital's liquid token fund had a 66% return in the first quarter. Ryan Hinkle shares career advice on how to break into venture capital and build a successful career in the industry. He emphasizes the importance of enjoying the work, liking the people you work with, and being a meaningful part of the workforce. The text discusses Elon Musk's unfulfilled promises regarding Tesla's full self-driving, FSD technology. It highlights Tesla's struggles in the electric vehicle market against Chinese competitors offering lower-priced alternatives and declining market share in the global EV industry. Safety concerns and missed sales expectations have impacted Tesla's credibility and stock performance. It also addresses slow progress in artificial intelligence development and invites readers to participate in a survey on AI supremacy to gather feedback and improve content. Overall, these topics shed light on important developments in artificial intelligence and technology that are shaping our present and future landscape.